Welcome to Perek Tes of Dira Yamin Base. Malkas Shva, the Queen of Sheba. She comes with an entourage. She tests Shlomo, the riddles. She wanted to see the wisdom, the riches. And he answers everything. She was so taken aback. She donates many things. She sees the uniforms, the food and drink, the organization, hence giving a large gift of gold and spices. According to the Medrash, they have relations that evening. But nevertheless, the Perek interrupts this with details of Churam's unique gift. There are these trees, this almog trees, carving into steps, unique musical instruments. By the way, Shlomo, coming back to the Queen of Sheba, Shlomo gives her whatever she desires, gifts on her departure. Then we have another description of the wealth. Here's the gold that Shlomo amassed, and he translates them into, he changes them, he fashions them, he makes them into shields, which are kept in his palace. The Beis Yar Halavonim. The Perek describes Shlomo as the throne, which is with gold on it. Now, this is important because many years later, Nebuchadnezzar is going to capture that throne, and only a real king can sit on that throne. Those are the rules. It's a bit of a magical throne, you see. So much so, Paronecho tried. The lions on the site took a swipe at him. Didn't work out very well for him. He became limp and lame. When Achashverosh eventually became king, according to the Gon, he usurped the kingship. He also had a bit of an issue because he wanted this throne, but he couldn't sit on it. It wasn't a real king. And therefore, he had a replica throne constructed by the artisans in a place called Shushan. At that point, it was too heavy to move after 3 years of work, hence moving his capital city to Shushan, as we spoke about in Megillas Esther, part of the miracle, because Mordechai is needed to be in Shushan to overhear Big Son and Teresh. And the rest of his history. What is this throne? So we have over here, it says, two golden lions beside it, another 12 lions, unbelievable, two on each side, six steps leading up to the throne. And then we have a description of imports. Every 3 years, we have ships from Tarshish with gold, silver, ivory, monkeys, peacocks, the works. Papal nations brought gifts, tributes to Shlomo. There was so much wealth that silver actually lost its value. There were horses, there were chariots, there were riders, there were cities just for chariots. Unbelievable. We end with Shlomo's death, which is after 40 years on the throne and the appointment of Rehoboam, his son. And as we remember, things are going to sour a little bit from here on.